The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly, and on the program today, coming up, we'll be introducing our listeners to a singer-songwriter, young fellow who is very new to our listening area. His name, Justin Larkin. He's going to be performing a couple of times in the very near future, and I'm quite sure in many times in the not very distant future as well. That's coming up second half of our show. First part of the program, I'll be talking with somebody who is a bit of a legend, I think, in the Irish musical community. And he often tells legends, which is to say ballads. His name, Derek Warfield, formed the Wolf Tones back in the early 60s, now has a band called the Young Wolf Tones, and they are all coming to Peoria tomorrow for a performance at Aaronfesh there. I'm talking with Derek Warfield coming up in a matter of moments, or at least minutes, here on Live and Local. We just heard Come Out Ye Black and Tans by Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones from their album of 2009 called On the Road. And they are going to be making their premier appearance at the Aaronfesh in Peoria tomorrow night on the North Stage at 9:45. And the fact that it's a premier appearance at that festival means really very little. Derek Warfield has been around a really long time. Originally with the Wolf Tones, and now in the last number of years with the Young Wolf Tones. He's joining me on the phone from Ireland on Live and Local. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Kevin. Delighted to be here.
So you're known for, among other things, telling tales in singing ballads, of which I think we have a few examples on the program today. And, of course, being one of the founding members of the original Wolf Tones. Why don't you talk just a little bit about that? There's an interesting, at least to us, interesting place from which the name of the band comes.
There's a lot in that question. Firstly, every Irish song has a story behind it, and I like to tell the stories behind the songs, and give the whole story on stage, but on my sleeve notes and liner notes in the albums, I generally, give a background to why these songs are written and so forth, and a little bit about the people that are associated with them, composers and the music. And when I started off with the Wolf Tones, I founded the Wolf Tones back in 1963. It seems like so long ago that it's 50 years now next year. I always had an interest in the heritage and culture associated with Irish music, and I think that's what brought me into it, because I had heard songs in my youth from my parents and grandparents that spoke about events and issues in Irish history, and about people emigrating to Australia, and it stimulated an interest in the various localities where the songs would mention. So I suppose in Ireland and Irish people in general, but this is particularly true of Irish America, we have a unique tradition of music, because all our history is in our music, which makes indeed all our songs a unique source of historical information. And it's quite a big, indeed, there's a lot in there to talk about when you sing talk about and play Irish music.
Well, about the song Come Out Ye Black and Tans.
Lots of songs are written about the Black and Tans. The Black and Tans were sent, there were a regiment of British Army that were sent to Ireland back in the 20s. To put an end to the quest for independence, and like everything that the that the British did in Ireland, they did it wrong. And so the Black and Tans eventually were withdrawn because their tactics of heavy-handed tactics just drove the whole population into the arms of the movement for independence. So it was very much counterproductive. So there's lots of songs written about them, some funny, some with satire. But, you know, Irish, the Irish mind, some indeed with a bit of patriotism. So there's always a literary reaction to these events. And I think songs are written all over Ireland about the Black and Tans. And that's one that was written in my own hometown of Dublin. And that's where I was born. So that song comes from the city. It's a song for city slickers.
Well, I think most Americans these days know Black and Tan as a drink of stout and ale, I guess.
That's right, yeah. And sometimes I've got that confused, you know. So, well, you know, when I say my little piece about it, the people in the literature, they know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a great song. There's a great passion in it, and I like in all songs and Irish music, you know, they have a wonderful sense of their place in time. They were written indeed spontaneously, many of them, so you know you can't reconstruct that spontaneity.
You indicated just a bit ago, and I've seen read elsewhere that a lot of Irish history is not so much written in literature as it is in the songs, and the name of your band, the Wolftones, has a historical reference itself.
Yes, I mean, the Patriots, the reason I called a band like the Wolftones was because of his association with Wolftone and what he stood for in Ireland. Like, he stood for an independent country that would represent all faiths, creeds, and religion. And, of course, the movement, Republican movement in Ireland was inspired by the success of the Republican movement in America. And all of those men, indeed, had visited America. And Wolftone came to America himself in 1795 and was so, indeed, encouraged. I mean, he met some of the finest men of that generation, James Monroe. He met indeed many of the men who had fought in the Revolution, and he went back to Ireland. He went directly to France to get French help, which he did. He secured 40-foot boat fleet to go to Ireland, and actually it was James Monroe that helped him in that quest. He was American minister to Paris at that time, and so it's very much bound up in American history too, and the name of Wolftone. So I thought it, you know, appropriate that I would call the name, and that's a 50 years ago, and it still has a meaningful reason to do it today, because he does stand for, and apart from that, he loved music, and he celebrated music, and he was very fond and seen its place and its artistic value in the heritage of Ireland. In fact, his last Wolftone's last night as a free man in Ireland before he went to America in 1795, he was entertained by the great harper and collector of Irish music, William Bunting. And William Bunting was a wonderful man who collected the harping music and put it firstly in printed form in the late 1800s. And so that's a little bit of the history of Wolftone. And that's the reason why I used a band, that name. My young Wolftones have the same passion as the old band, the same love of music, and the same, I think, respect for the traditions that are part of our culture.
You mentioned, you were talking about some of the connection to American history, and you've made quite a bit of research yourself on some songs of, for example, the American Civil War. the song I wanted to play next is called Captain Molly, the Ballad of Molly Pitcher. And I was just in, I'm from Pennsylvania, and I was just in Gettysburg not 2 weeks ago. And everywhere there's the Molly Pitcher Inn, there's this and that reference to Molly Pitcher. And she's, you know, there's so many stories about this by now really legendary person. And it sounded like even a different story that's being told in this ballad.
Yeah, well, you know, the you're talking about a great distance in time and researching the songs of the Revolution. Molly Pitcher's story is very much, bound up in the tales of war. And there were many great heroines during the Revolutionary War. There were women who sacrificed their life. Indeed, they followed their men into battle. And the courage of women at that time was something new. Women were taking a new stand in a new country, in the new world. And so a woman of courage would get the respect and the celebration of whole communities. And so, like, the legend of Molly Pitcher became bigger than their actual self. And, there were several other ladies, indeed, that followed her path. And, it's a wonderful story of courage. And I'm sure it happened on many, many occasions in the battlefield that women who did follow their men took their place and fought. That's acknowledged that happened a number of times.
Well, we're going to hear Captain Molly. It's Derek Warfield, my guest here on Live and Local. And is this with the Young Wolftones?
Yes, there's the Young Wolftones all playing, banging away with their whistles and their guitars and banjos.
And it's from the CD called Washington's Irish. Derek and the Young Wolftones will be at Aaron Fesh in Peoria tomorrow at 9:45 on the North Stage. One performance only, so if you want to catch them, you want to be sure to be there well in advance. Derek Warfield and the Young Wolftones.
The bloody field and Monmouth flashed the guns of Green and Wayne, fiercely roared the tide of battle. Take the sword.
The Ballad of Molly Pitcher, as sung by Derek Warfield and the Young Wolftones. From their CD called Washington's Irish. They'll be at in Peoria at the Aaron Fesh Irish Festival tomorrow night at 9:45. And pleased to welcome Derek Warfield. He's in Ireland at the moment. He'll be hightailing it over here very soon for his appearance tomorrow.
I leave it in the next couple of hours.
Well, I do wish you a good journey. I wanted to explore a little bit more your interest in American songs, American history, the American Civil War particularly. You've had a book called The Irish Songster of the American Civil War and one called From the Revolutionary Period, The Songs and Ballads of 1798. Was your interest here because of the connection between some of the Irish and American republicanism that you described earlier?
Yeah, well, I think it was kind of a natural process for me because I came to America first to perform music back in the early 60s, so and I soon discovered that as I traveled around America that there was an input from Irish people, not just in my generation, but in every generation. So I found, you know, but if your state is Pennsylvania and you were in Pennsylvania, I mean, the Irish in Pennsylvania had a tremendous impact in every stage of the development of America. So I would see these names and read local history and go to local museums, and I would see names of the people who lived next door to me in Ireland. And I would say to myself, gosh, I wonder if they were related. And I think that's what drew me in. And then I realized that when I started to read the factual events of history, that there was a continuous flow of people from Ireland since before the revolution, since the 1720s to America. And America, indeed, where I grew up in Dublin and Inchicore, it was always seen as the golden grail. It was the place to go where people would, you know, find the opportunities that they couldn't find in Ireland. So, I grew up with this. The culture of Ireland taught that. It was taught in families, and I had relatives in America, and we would anxiously awake at Christmas the big parcels that would come. They'd be posted probably around this time in August, September, but they wouldn't reach us till Christmas. And it would, you know, contain lots of goodies and clothes. And so I think my associations with America were there from the time I was born. And I just loved the country from the time I started reading about it as a child. When I eventually came to perform here in the States, I found that I wasn't the only one. There were millions like me that were from Ireland. So, as you can probably tell, I love the country, and I love what it stands for. And I think that's reflected in my work and music and my associations with it down through the years.
Well, it seems... it is a little bit absurd to be spending just such a little time talking with somebody who has been around for so long and with such a long history in music yourself, but that's the time we have. Wanted to go out with another song that's from one of your more recent CDs with the Young Wolf Tones. It's called the album called Far Away in Australia, and this song called Back Home in Derry, which seems appropriate segue from talking about America a little bit. I understand there's some history to this song as well.
Oh, there is, yes. I mean, as you probably know, the first artists that came to America, many of them came, of course, for adventure and for a better way of life, but many of them were indentured servants and in the early 18th century. So when America got its independence, most of the ne'er-do-wells and those who had committed petty crimes in Ireland and all political offenders were deported to Australia. And Australia became, if you like, the dumping ground for unwanted and undesirable people in English-controlled Ireland. That song, Back Home in Derry, was actually written by the man who died in hunger strike, the patriot, Bobby Sands. And he wrote it in prison in 1980. And he wrote the song about the followers of Robert Emmett, who would have been a contemporary of Wolf Tone. And Emmett, like Wolf Tone, was imbued with the spirit of the American Revolution. I think it's fair to say that Robert Emmett was the most loved of all Irish patriots. He came from a very wealthy family. He didn't have to take the position that he did. He idolized George Washington, and he invoked the name of George Washington when he stood on the scaffold in Dublin. And he said, I wish to procure for my country the rights and liberties that have been won by George Washington in America. I think Emmett, I'm sure, and I don't know this for certain, but I'm sure that Bobby Sands knew this when he wrote the song in prison. And he knew the value, indeed, of the courage and the patriotism of Robert Emmett. So it's a wonderful ballad, and there's a lot of history in there, as you can tell, Kevin. You have great patience, I tell you.
Well, this song has not only a lot of history in it, both contemporary and older, but it also has all the passion that you have invested in songs and stories and ballads for so long, and that you're bringing along in the inspiring in the new generation with Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones. The song is called Back Home in Derry from Far Away in Australia, their 2011 album. They will be doing one performance at the Aaron Fesch in Peoria tomorrow evening at 9:45 on the North Stage. You can get the full schedule for the festival at aaronfeschpeoria.com. That's E-R-I-N-F-E-I-S, peoria.com. And for more information on Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones, it's theyoungwolftones.com, and Wolf is W-O-L-F-E. Mr. Warfield, thank you very much for joining us on Live and Local.
Well, I'm delighted, and I look forward to very much. You'll probably get along with young people, and I want to tell them that they can dance away at our music. We always encourage that as well. We play a lot of in between the songs, that are music that people can dance and enjoy themselves and party, and that's just as important indeed as the songs and the stories themselves. So I look forward to very much, Kevin, and thanks a million, and thanks to all your listeners for bringing myself and the band out to Peoria, and I look forward to it very much.
Back Home in Derry, the name of that song from the album Far Away in Australia by Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones. The album out in 2011. They will be in Peoria tomorrow night at 9:45, playing on the main stage there. And just had a chance to talk with Derek Warfield just before he got on the plane. So he's probably en route right about now. To the United States from Ireland. Should be a great show. It's part of Aaron Fesch in Peoria. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Our broadcast today is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation. My next guest is sort of a treat for us here because he's really quite literally only in Champaign-Urbana, our community, for a few weeks. He's only been here for a few weeks. It appears that he plans to stay at least for a while. And so I think we are literally introducing him to our listenership here. His name, Justin Larkin, going by the stage name of Midas the Crow. He's actually got participating in a couple of shows this weekend, Saturday at the Iron Post in Urbana, opening up for a group called Rockaway Beach, who are a tribute band for the Ramones. And Sunday then at 7 p.m. at Fat City Bar and Grill in Champaign with a number of other groups, Soil and the Sun, Hathaway's, Kellen and Me. And Justin Larkin is with us to play live on Live and Local. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Kevin. This first song I'm going to play is called Fly On. I'd say it's about the inevitable end of things that should have already ended. I'd say that's what this song is about. It goes something like this. Don't wanna talk about it. hope an apology will suffice. You need to move on. I'm sorry, but baby, come on now. Spread your wings and fly on to somewhere better. You wanted someone who would keep you. I just wanted someone who would keep me warm. And it was the last of my intentions to be the scar on your pride, to be a reason to hurt, to be a reason to hide, to be a reason to fall so far behind. And I will admit it's no one's fault but my own that all we had fell apart. But call it intuition, I had a premonition that these pieces just weren't fitting the way they should have been. A moment in time we intertwined. 20 years from now you won't remember. But either way, I wish nothing but the best for you. And I'm sorry, but baby, come on now. Spread your wings and fly on to somewhere better. You wanted someone who would keep you. I just wanted someone who would keep me warm. Someone who would keep me warm. So fly on, and fly on, and fly on, fly on, fly on. Baby, fly on, and fly on, and fly on, fly on, fly on.
Justin Larkin, also known as Midas the Crow, here live on Live and Local, and brand new in our community. Welcome to the show. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's a real treat to hear you. Our sound engineer, Mike Pritchard, heard about you from an acquaintance of his, I guess. And,
yeah.
And he said, you know, I think this guy might be interesting to have on the show sometime. And I found some YouTube clips, and I'm not sure where else I heard some songs, and I enjoyed what I heard, and I thought, yeah, why not? And I asked you for a little biographical sketch, and you were kind enough to send what sounds like actually a pretty interesting story, how you got to be doing what you're doing. I mean, this is the radio show, so people can't see us. But, I mean, just to look at you and listen to you, it's sort of a study of contrast because you can sort of see the guy who played in a metal band because you got the metal hair, you know, or at least if that's still going, if that is still metal hair, which is to say the long, they used to call them the hair bands way back when.
Oh, yeah.
So the long hair and so on. And a little bit of, this is your self-described little skateboard punk. Still kind of there, visually speaking. But you said it was getting sort of, well, a not so small accident you had that on the skateboard that got you into music.
Yeah, I got hit by a truck. And
not a small truck.
No, it was a big red truck going rather fast, actually. And while I was a skateboard punk, I couldn't really be one anymore being in a wheelchair. So I had a dusty old guitar I got probably like 6 months before that. And, you know, being in a wheelchair, I actually finally found the inspiration to pick it up and learn it like I've been putting off because, you know.
And the time. Mm, what else are you going to do when you're sitting there in a wheelchair?
Stare at a wall, I mean, you know. So I learned how to do that and played in all sorts of different bands. I mean, the stuff that I'm playing now is what I... It wasn't really my main focal point because I was in a metal band. I'd actually been in multiple metal bands and alternative rock bands and 90s grunge cover bands. I mean, I listen to everything, so it's really hard to decide what I want to actually do. But at the end of the day, I mean, my heart belongs to the acoustic guitar, I would say.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, it seems like it fits comfortably for you. Visually and, of course, listening to you. But I could also imagine the other. It seems kind of appropriate that your first gig in our community is for Ramones tribute band.
There's a little diversity there, I would say.
Poetic justice, maybe, in some kind or another. Justin's going to be at the Iron Post Saturday night, 10 o'clock. There's a band, a Ramones tribute band called Rockaway Beach, and he'll open up for them. And then you have this, you got involved in this a show for multiple people that's going on Sunday night, 7 o'clock. Hathaways, who were just on our show last week doing some of their Peruvian music. And then some other folks I don't know yet, Soil and the Sun, Kellen and Me. Do you know anything about them? Have you learned them so far?
I haven't heard Kellen and Me yet, but I've heard Soil and the Sun, and they are very good, very good.
What sort of thing?
It's like very ethereal, atmospheric alternative rock. There's a layers of harmony, and it's quite beautiful music. I'm very excited to open up for them and be a part of it.
And then are these other two Justins playing on that same show?
Yeah,
this is the Justin show.
We were deemed the Buskin Justins because there's three Justins, and we were kind of added on later because initially it was just Hathaway's Kellen and Me and the Soil and the Sun, but we're playing like around 20 to 15 minute sets. Each Justin is between the bands while they're setting up. And I'm playing right before Soil and the Sun gets on.
So the other two Justins are Justin Tanaka, who I haven't met yet. Justin Rondon, we have had on our show.
Really?
It's been a few weeks ago. He was participating along with a whole lot of other people in a Woody Guthrie tribute on Woody Guthrie's 100th birthday. And he's quite a fine singer.
Oh, yeah.
And writer.
Oh, yeah.
As well. And so I said that you're using the stage name Midas the Crow.
Yeah.
I know you told me you don't have a real explanation for it, but you're going to have to come up with one because it's certainly a curious name.
Well, my favorite excuse is it means whatever you want it to mean, because that leaves it open for interpretation.
But you had some reason for deciding I can't be Justin Larkin. Why can't you be Justin Larkin? I mean, Justin Larkin seemed like a fine fellow to me.
I guess I like being mysterious, going by an alias.
And people will find you if they look on YouTube. They'll find you in both places. Mm-hmm. Actually, I had to look under both to come up, at least get a partial preliminary picture of this guy who plays guitar and sings and writes his own songs. You ended up in Champaign-Urbana. Essentially, you followed your parents, which is not the usual path.
Well, I have two brothers, and they're both very far apart from me in age. Owen is 12, and Ian is almost 5. I'm 20, so we never really knew each other that well, and I had a dream that neither of them recognized me when I went up to say hello to them, and I woke up from that dream and decided I needed to go back and be a part of their life for a while, and then I got fired from my job that day. So I took that as a
convenient
sign. Yeah, I was like, well, I guess I'll pack my bags and head out to Champaign, because my parents have only been here for about 4 months. So, I mean, they just moved here, and I was craving a fresh start anyway. I was living in Springfield, Missouri, you know, and metal isn't really my thing, and I was in that band. And, you know, I love all those guys to death that I was in that band with, but, you know, it was time for a change, so here I am.
And these sort of convenient things happen.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like you've had a few moments that have told you, well, I guess I better do something else. You get hit by a truck on your skateboard. Somebody decided to that you should be auditioning for a solo you didn't really think about auditioning for in your eighth grade chorus.
Yes.
And
yes.
you did it anyway after they called you a chicken and and got the job, got the role. And then these things happened to bring you to Champaign-Urbana. What did your parents come to do here? Something with the university? It seems inevitably what happens.
Well, honestly, we have a lot of family up in Glencoe, Illinois, and they just wanted to be closer to them. We lived in a small town called Nevada, Missouri, where I went to school, and about an 8,000-person town, and we were just kind of craving, like, more diverse culture than what a small town in Missouri has to offer, you know. So we just decided, pretty much everybody decided to have a fresh start and move somewhere new where more opportunities are available and a better place to raise the other two boys.
The young ones.
Mm-hmm. The youngins.
The younger ones.
Yeah.
Justin Larkin is live with us here on Live and Local. Our program today, by the way, made possible with support from the University of Illinois School of Music, presenting the Allerton Music Barn Festival, Thursday, August 30th through Monday, September 3rd at Allerton Park in Monticello. For more information, visit AllertonMusicBarn.com. And by the way, next week we will be spending a lot of time covering the various performances that will be happening at the Allerton Music Barn Festival, including a full hour with the Jupiter String Quartet, who are the brand new quartet in residence at the School of Music at the University of Illinois. And we'll be enjoying meeting them in conversation and in performance on Tuesday's show. But all of next week we'll be having folks from the Allerton Music Barn Festival. More on that a little later on. What do you got for us next?
Well, this next song I'm going to play is it's called Nowhere is a Place. It's about the last, I would say, 6 months or so that I spent in Springfield before I came here. It's been a pretty wild ride.
And that was at Springfield, Missouri.
Yes, Springfield, Missouri. And that's what this song is about. It's my story, if you will.
Darling, I was planning every morning for the rest of my days, waking to the sunrise, casting light upon your face. But that ain't me. No, it just ain't me. I got a pocket full of chances and $16 to my name. Whichever way the wind blows, I know it's fanning on the flame in my heart. In my heart. See, there's always another word left to be said to prolong being left for dead. But these broken promises behind my eyes leave me nowhere left to hide. Got no idea where I'm sleeping. Do you have a place to crash? Somehow this car keeps running, even though it's out of gas. I hope it starts. Oh, I pray it starts. But I'll blow my dimes and nickels on just one last cheap cigar. These dreams of mine are all I've got, and I hope they take me far away from here. Away from here. Oh yeah, there's always another stray angel's bed where she would let me lay my head. But of all the lessons that I've come to learn, it's a surefire way to get burned. Thank goodness for these friends of mine, cause I don't know where I'd be without their couches and their company that they allowed to comfort me. I love you all. You know I love you all. So let's have another drink tonight, one more for the road. I'm leaving town tomorrow, but nowhere ever I may go, I'll carry you. I will carry you all with me. Oh yes, there's always another patron that I can call to help me forget it all. And of all the things that I know, nowhere is a better place to go. So I can hammer down these worn out chords for the rest of the day. If that meant I had the slightest chance to save a little face, but that's okay. In the end, I'm not ashamed. See, there's always a clock that's ticking somewhere at a moment about the past. And I'd rather spend time burning bridges than time kissing ass. But that's just me. What's your story? Yeah, 'cause there's always another story yet to be told as each new day unfolds. Somewhere there's an angel bound to make it right, waiting to fall in my life. Yes, somewhere there's an angel bound to make it right, waiting to fall in my life. Come on down, honey.
Nowhere is a Place. Mm-hmm. Named the song by Justin Larkin here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. He's playing for us live in advance of opening up for various people this weekend. He's brand new to the community, really just a few weeks, and so he's already got a couple of gigs, and I suspect from hearing him here, there'll be others coming not too long down the road. Saturday, he'll be at the Iron Post at 10 p.m. That's in Urbana, downtown Urbana, opening up for Rockaway Beach, a Ramones tribute band. Sunday at 7 o'clock at Fat City Bar and Grill in Champaign. Opening for The Soil and the Sun, I think you said, right?
Yes.
And also on that gig, Hathaway's, Kellen and me, and the other two Justins, Justin Tanaka and Justin Rondon. And that's not a bad little start, it seems like, for...
I'm very honored, really. This town seems really awesome, and I really like the scene here, and the response has been wonderful so far.
So when you come to a new community like this, you know, where you're brand new, you don't know anybody but your parents, I guess, mm-hmm. your family. How do you, or how did you, start getting your name out already?
Well, it's kind of funny, really. I looked around for local shows, 'cause that's how, you know, you typically meet people in the scene, and I found one at the Red Herring, and it was a hardcore show, which is like screamo metal music, kind of, I would describe it. And I just kind of walked up and started talking to strangers, saying, "Hi, how's it going? This is me. Who are you?"
Yeah.
And kind of scared a couple of people with how outgoing I was. But eventually, you know, that's actually how I met Alyssa, who hooked me up with this. And I'd like to thank her personally for that, and Michael, and everybody else that's made it possible for me to be here. And, you know, just introduced myself, and people eventually started paying attention.
And at some point, obviously, you said, "Hey, I play guitar, sing, and write songs."
Yeah, that's actually how I introduced myself typically. I'm like, "Hey, I'm Justin, listen to my music."
And so what do they do? Did somebody say, "Hey, I'd like to hear you play"? You happen to have your guitar strapped to your back, and then you start playing, or what?
Well, not the first couple of times, but eventually, I burned a couple of CDs that I would just hand out to people and be like, you know, "If you have the time, you should listen to this." And that's what I'm probably going to continue planning on doing, because, I mean, I just like giving my music away. I want people to hear it, you know. That's what is really important to me, is just that it reaches people's ears. People hear what I'm saying, you know.
Well, you have really a nice way with words.
Thank you.
In your songs. And I'm curious, from listening to them, if you have anybody who has inspired you, other singer-songwriters who've inspired you, your lyrics especially.
Very much so. I really like Iron and Wine. Sam Beam, the way he writes a song is very, very inspirational to me. I like a lot of Ray LaMontagne stuff. Like Bon Iver is another one of my favorites. I have all sorts of different inspirations.
I had a feeling when I asked that question that you were gonna say exactly what you said, which is people that I don't happen to know, which is an awful lot because, you know, I have, as listeners to this show probably know, I come from a classical music background, and so much that I hear on this show is often new to me, and so I don't happen to know who those folks are, but many of our listeners may well, so they have an idea about that. What about I asked about lyrics. What about on the musical side, or is that all going hand in hand?
It doesn't. It doesn't. I Andrew Bird, the way he writes songs and just puts melodies together, I have been very inspired by. And once again, Iron and Wine, you know, Sam Beam, because he started the way he recorded at the beginning is the same way that I do, in that he just recorded it in his bedroom with a really, really humble recording setup. And that's how all my songs have been recorded. And I just, you know, in the wee hours of the morning, I would, when everyone was asleep, I would make songs and wake everyone up. And God bless them for allowing me to do so.
And then you sleep in the daytime, I guess, or something.
Yeah. There's been days like that.
Well, we ought to, actually, let me... We'll have you do one more, but let me mention first some of the other events going on in our listening area. Thanks to Jason Hayes, who's my intern. He's been on sort of an enforced month-long sabbatical courtesy of the university system here, and he takes care of the calendar and has one for me today. So Conkling's Barn 2 Dinner Theater in Goodfield's presenting An Evening with Patsy Cline. That starts tonight, runs through Sunday, and then for the next number of weeks. Don't Ask, which is a klezmer group, is playing at Iron Post tonight at 7 o'clock. Dry Creek Station are at the Clark Bar in Champaign this evening at 6:30. It's the Ben Miller Band playing bluegrass with Neoga Blacksmith at Canopy Club in Urbana tonight at 9. Dave Luttrell is at the Creek Pub and Grill in Chatham tonight at 8. The Evil Tents, who have been on this show, they'll be at Mike and Molly's in Champaign tonight at 10 o'clock. And the Brock McGuire Band are playing at the Hoagland Center in Springfield. In fact, I'll be talking with either Brock or McGuire on tomorrow's Live and Local, because they're also going to be at Aaron Fesh in Peoria this weekend for a bunch of performances. And finally, the Lincoln Troubadour Thursday concerts of a cappella music are at the Old State Capitol Plaza in Springfield at 1:30 and at 4 o'clock today. Lots of things going on tomorrow and Saturday, but we'll mention those on tomorrow's show. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. And we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features a selection of new arrivals, followed from 7 to 9 by the jazz sounds of Lamont Parsons and Friends. Details are available on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. Justin Larkin is live with us here on Live and Local. He's also known as Midas the Crow, and he'll be at the Iron Post Saturday at Fat City Bar and Grill 7 o'clock, along with a bunch of other people on those shows. He's opening up for some of them. And what do you want to take us out with?
This last song I'm going to play is a song I wrote called So Shall the Stars Align. Shard scattered amongst a field of frost. And if tomorrow would be a wishing well, then you're the coin with which I would
wish to toss. I'm waiting on an epiphany to strike me like the world's first power chord. I want a love that will beckon me to a place far beyond words. Can you take me there? Or anywhere? Oh, anywhere. But here, you're like a shooting star, so luminous as to light the darkest night. This beautiful distance that separates our souls, you know it's only a matter of time. And I'm waiting on an epiphany to strike me like the world's first power chord. I want a love that will beckon me to a place far beyond words. And I know that when I see you, I will see the spark within your eye, and so shall the stars align. And I know that fate will prove, as our worlds conspire to collide, so shall the stars. Strike me like the world's first power chord. I want a love that will beckon me to a place far beyond. I'm waiting on an epiphany to strike me like the world's first power chord.